So when you go camping,
Yes.
I always think it's important to know some common sense etiquette
Yes, I agree.
for camping.
Right.
And I thought, at the risk of getting beat up again in the comment
Yeah, we've
section,
gotten beat up on our videos
like we
about
did
this.
years ago on
Yeah.
YouTube, we would approach the subject once again here on
All
the
right.
podcast.
I got strong
You
shoulders.
ready to do this?
I'm
All
ready.
right, well, let's go ahead and get Travels with Delaney
The
started. Welcome back, everyone. My name's Patrick,
Hi, Patty.
and today we are going to be talking about campground etiquette. And the reason we joked about it was way back, I don't know, maybe in
Golly.
2018 or 2019,
We put together a video
a
and
video. And boy,
woo-wee.
did we take
Have
the
some
heat
hate.
in
Haters
the
gonna
comments.
hate, hate, hate.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Like, who knew being respectful of each
But
other?
just cause an uproar with
I
people.
know.
Oh
And
my
it wasn't
gosh.
everybody. I mean, there were a lot of people saying, we completely agree with you, but there were
Ooh.
people saying, well, they disagreed.
Oh, absolutely.
Except they didn't say it so
They weren't
politely.
so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought what we would do is talk about just kind of
Iterate.
reiterate what we had mentioned
Yeah.
back then. And
Yeah,
I just
things we
think it's a
know
good
about.
topic to talk
Yeah,
about.
I mean, what's wrong with having manners?
I don't know.
I'm
So.
teaching manners all the time at school. That's part of, I feel like I'm these kids' mother. And I know they've been taught manners. It's
All
like,
right.
do the
Well,
manners,
we're going to talk
people.
about that, but you know what we have to do first.
Okay.
We have to
I about
do
forgot.
another exciting
Dun,
round
dun,
of
dun.
this or that.
Here we go.
Here we go. Pat
All
is
right.
in the hot seat.
I'm ready.
All right, Patty. So you
Yes.
are picking out your wardrobe for the day to go out and explore while we're camping.
All right.
Do you reach for a pair of tennis shoes or are you reaching for a pair of
Oh,
sandals?
this is easy.
Oh,
This is easy.
okay.
Sandals. No,
Sandals.
no, no.
Oh, whoa.
Whoops. Wrong answer.
Okay.
Back her up.
Okay.
Tennies.
Tennies. Why the sudden change?
Well, I meant to say tennies, but I do love sandals, but
Okay.
tennies because of my knee injury and it's a
Okay.
lot of walking and I kind of have
I know you kind of have issues with her
issues.
knees.
With
I want to
my
clarify.
knee. I got other issues too,
Yeah.
but yeah, I've had well, it's been about what? Almost, golly, it's
Well,
almost 10 years
it was
ago.
2015 when you broke your knee the first time, and then you broke
Yeah.
it a second time in 2016.
Yeah, and it's still, if anybody knows Ted Lasso and Roy Kent, I'm Roy Kent.
Patty is. She is Roy Kent for certain.
I'll be
At
walking
least when
along
it comes to the knee.
happy as a lark, and all of a sudden, ooh, knee,
Yeah.
knee. I meant to say tennies. Why did I say
All right.
sandals?
I don't know.
What in the world? Come on, brain.
Well, I know you own
I
sandals.
do. I have some keen. They're like hiking sandals or whatever that I like.
Right.
But if we're going to go out and do a lot of walking, I like to have my good old Hokas or my good old Merrells or my Brooks or something that's good on my
Right.
feet.
All right. I was just curious because, you know,
Yeah.
I think there's always that great debate, do I wear sandals? Do I wear tennies?
Yep.
Or trainers or whatever you want to call them.
Trainers. Yes, what Hannah calls them, trainers. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead then and step right into our topic. You like that?
Oh,
Right from shoe topic
your
to.
synapses are connecting.
So let's talk about some of what I think are just common sense etiquette rules
Yeah.
for campgrounds.
Yeah.
But before we get into some of ours, I think the best way that all, because ultimately it's about everybody having a good time
Right.
in the campground.
Right. That's the
You
whole
know, it's
point.
just respecting each other so everybody can have a good time.
Yeah, getting along and having a
But I
good
think it
time.
actually starts the minute you check in,
You need to
read the rules of the
rules.
campground.
Absolutely.
I think in most cases, if you just look at your check-in packet, it's going to have
All the
the rules. And
rules.
if everybody plays by the rules, everybody should have a good time.
We always just kind of glance over them, look them over, because I'm always, because we're pet owners, I want to make sure I'm following the rules for the pets.
Right.
You know, the leashes and, you know, no more than 6 feet and cleaning up after them, which we do always. We carry that little baggie on their leash all the time anyway, and just things like that. Just, I'm always looking for that, you know, kind of thing. And then I want to know like the hours of the store and the hours of the showers and the pool and laundry and whatever. So I'm just kind of always checking
Right.
it out. How's this go down?
And I can say is some of you may know we are friends with Kevin and Angie Kozik, the owners of Happy Acres Campground, as well as Jeff and Lynn Dyer, who also are campground owners at Forest Ridge Campground up in Ellsworth, Maine. And we've talked to both of them about this, and both of them have said, you know, if people would just read the rules at check-in,
right,
it would create a lot less problems. And if they would just respect those rules, everybody can have a good time and, and stay safe. And that's
a lot of the rules are just for safety.
Yeah. And they're common sense.
They're just common sense things. Yeah. So, like following the speed limit.
Right. And that's one of my first things on our list that we had talked about was when you're in a campground, you need to slow it down and abide by the speed limit, even if it's ridiculously slow.
Right. Because it's just, you've got kids there and pets and people walking here and there and, you know, twists and turns. These roads weren't made to be the speedway. And the dust and the stones you throw up, and who knows, you know.
But the thing is, in a lot of these campgrounds, you know, there's a lot of campers.
There are.
And they're tight. And a kid or a pet could dart out in front of you so quick.
Yep.
And, I often wonder, these people who are flying through these campgrounds, if they were to hit a child or a pet,
how would they feel? I couldn't imagine.
I mean, take the extra minute to
Not in that big of a hurry
to get out of the campground,
right?
And so just abiding by speed. And I hear people complain, even over at Happy Acres,
we
5 miles an hour, that's ridiculous, you can't go that slow. Actually,
the point
you can.
Is, you can, they just want you to go slow.
Right. You can't be running 20 miles an hour through the campground. And we've seen that.
We've seen it.
And I'm always so afraid somebody's going to get hurt.
Right.
So, yeah, speed limit to me is one of those things that it's just a safety concern.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. More. For everybody.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Another, here's kind of one of mine that's has always been a pet peeve. This is one that caused a lot of consternation in our video from several years ago.
That's a fancy word you just used.
I know. I hope I used it properly. but it felt right.
It did feel good?
It felt right.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
We'll go with it.
And that is respecting people's campsite and not walking through their campsite.
I know. It just seems logical to me. But, you know, we see it a lot. We've had it
happen to us.
A lot.
I think the most egregious.
My
synapses are working tonight. was when we were in Colorado one year at 4th of July. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we had a lakefront site.
Yep.
People would literally park their jet skis at our campsite and walk right by our campsite while we're eating dinner, like we weren't even there.
Well, when we were out one day, we came back because there were big boulders in our site as decoration. Right. There was one like kind of near where you park your vehicle. And there's a gentleman sitting there drinking his drink, enjoying the water.
And I could barely get the car
We could barely get the car parked. And then we're unloading and he's still
sitting there. Like I wanted to say, this is our site.
And then all of a sudden you see people come up over there because it had to come up a little ridge there to get out of the water. And here they are carrying their kayaks and their canoes.
And understand, there was a place for you to launch and stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there was no place. They just didn't want to walk the extra steps. It was easier to walk through our site.
Yeah. And with, if you're a pet owner, it caused chaos.
Yeah, because our dogs go nuts barking. Yeah. And, you know, we're trying to relax.
And
so unbelievably, and you might say, how could somebody disagree with that rule? You would be shocked.
How many people say you don't own that land?
Yeah, that was my favorite. You don't own the land. We
I can walk anywhere I want
in the campground, but you don't own the land either.
So
most campgrounds say so. You know, if there is a site empty, nobody's on it.
No,
that's
biggie.
One thing.
And but we've if there's done that, people there and they got never, stuff set up, we just go around.
You got to go around. It's just,
there's ways to get around, and there's pathways to go, or empty sites you could walk through. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, this leads into the next one. At that same campground.
I'm thinking of exactly the noise level.
The noise level.
So a few sites down.
No, it wasn't a few sites down. It was right beside us.
Was it right next to us?
It was literally right next to us.
They had their music playing during the day, which is fine, but it was really, really obnoxious loud
like to the point that Patty and I couldn't even have conversations.
You couldn't even talk to each other.
That's how loud it was.
And even when we went in the trailer, it was still, it was so loud.
And I remember the wife at one point turned it down, and the husband got mad and turned it way back up.
Way up.
Yeah. And so You know, look, we all want to have our music on at our site, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you don't have to provide it for the whole campground.
When I think they even left
with the music on.
Then they left it
on. There was nobody at the site.
As loud as possible and left and went and did whatever, and it was just so loud.
Right. Mm-hmm. And understand, again, I want to make this clear because I don't want somebody saying, well, you know.
You're prude.
Yeah. We're not talking about not having music on. We're talking about to where if you can hear it multiple sites away, because we actually, if you remember, we went for a walk to see how
you could hear it
way down.
Well, and with the lake, it just, if you've been echoed, on a lake, it travels, yeah. And it was just obnoxious.
Right.
It wasn't like it was bad music or anything. It was just the loudness.
Right.
Was so loud that you almost had to scream at each other.
Yeah. So, and then, so noise level's one thing. And again, we want people to have a good time
at
the camera, but just respect your neighbors. But then the other thing is most campgrounds have quiet hours.
Right.
And if you remember,
it took a while for them to get quiet.
It was usually, I think quiet hours started at 10 o'clock at that campground. And it was the 3 or 4 nights we were there, their music usually went to at least 11 or 11:30.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing was there was a camp host there, and I think they just didn't want to deal with it.
And so they
just ignored it. So noise, I think, like I said, and you know, it's not that we don't want people to have fun.
No, it's just, it's a rule. Follow the rule.
Yeah.
Makes common sense.
How about pets?
Pets, I think,
we're pets owners, so we're not offended by this. We are offended by it when people don't.
Don't understand why you have your pet. You love your pet. It's my child. It's like my kid. I would clean up after my kid. If my kid made a mess and dumped popsicle juice everywhere, I would be
fixed. Popsicle juice.
I'm thinking like at school, they dump their popsicles and they drop them and it's stickiness all over. And
I just didn't know what popsicle juice was.
Yeah, I would just clean it up, you know? And if their toys are strung out all over and going to the next campsite, you know, guys, get in the campsite. I think it's just you clean up after your pet.
Yeah.
You know, if your pet has to be on a 6-foot leash, they're on a 6-foot leash. If they can't roam free, like we've been at campgrounds, all of a sudden there's a dog. And where'd this dog come from? You know, and it's like, but, you know, some don't care, I guess, and it doesn't bother them. But I just think it's an easy thing to be respectful, again, of others around you. And plus, I don't want to walk out in the grass and step in a dog doo pile. And so we just always clean up after our pets. And it's an easy. And usually at campgrounds, if you've run out of little baggies, there's sites or spaces and trash cans and those pet baggy areas all over the place that you can get what you need to just clean up after them and take care of them.
You know, one area that irritates me is when they have a pet play area.
And
you go in with your pets, and next thing you know, you've stepped in other dogs' doo-doo.
Yep. And that's not fun.
Really, I don't understand why people...
I'm like, why can't you just clean up after your own dog? Right. And if you have a pet like ours, which is disgusting, she likes to, you know, have a little...
Snacky snack.
Love it. It's like, no.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know. I don't think it's just right. I don't understand the whole point of not being able to, you know, just pick it up.
Right.
Clean up.
And it's not just pets. It's also your kids.
Yeah.
And we saw something at Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
That was absolutely ridiculous.
It was almost like sickening a little bit. Like it almost, just because I loved the place we were at.
Right.
And it was like destruction of property, basically.
So we were at Fort Wilderness Resort at Disney at Christmas, and we were in a loop. There were campers behind us, but it was a big open space behind us from the other side because it was in like a circle loop.
Right.
So a huge space between us and the other campers, and there were some trees. And across the way, the campers, their kids were out basically cutting down small saplings.
Well, and they were... Like the saplings, they were bending them over.
I guess they were bending them over and
jumping
and snapping them.
And trying to snap them in parts and pieces. And they tackled a few trees.
They took down, I think when we checked out, there was 4 or 5 that were bent over, probably destroyed.
Destroyed, and all of a sudden they're cracking them and banging them.
And the parents are over there. There's no way the parents did not see what they were doing.
Yeah, they had no idea.
And, you know, just like
I was so tempted... But I didn't.
I know. We debated whether to call security and let them deal with it.
Yeah.
The thing was, the one time I was out there, the kids saw me and I must have got a look because it was like, hi, and then kind of stopped for a little bit and then went right back to doing it again.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just like I would not let Truman and Bess run all over a campground and destroy things, I don't think people should let their kids
eat. No, and it's just like, okay, it's not a huge deal, but it is. I mean, it's like, it's not your property. It's not your woods.
Right.
Where you like, and out here, if we had kids that went out, which I wouldn't let them do it because the woods is scary out here, but if they were out there messing around, making like a little village like I did when I was a kid and it was our own property, that's right. Different.
Well,
this is just, it was a beautiful area and they were making it look crappy.
Right. And people wonder, like, why are campground rates getting so high?
That's
well,
why.
This helps contribute to it because.
Or if people don't pick up after their pets
right,
or
and
leave
they have
trash.
To pay staff to do it or.
Yeah, leaving yeah. trash around in the fire pits and stuff instead of using a trash bag. It's just part right. of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's
kind of crabby.
I know we do sound crabby. Maybe that's why we had so many nasty comments. But you know, we have talked to so many campers and
yes.
RVers over the years. Though we know that we are in our views are the majority.
Mm-hmm.
It's
minority,
the small minority
yeah.
that think this is ridiculous that we're even talking
we're being
about this.
Just if fuddy and duddy.
Yes, if you remember, somebody said you guys are fuddy duddies.
Yeah, I
ruining
don't know.
It for all of
I
us.
I think it's just we were. I think we were just raised that we have manners.
That's the way we were raised.
You
respect
parents,
others. You
yeah.
respect others' property.
You leave it better than when you came to it.
Yes.
Like if you're at a park and you're playing in the park, you leave it cleaner than we usually picked up some trash. We did, you know, whatever. You left it neater than when you got there.
Right.
That was always the rule of my parents. So, yep.
I think that
I
got
have
one.
Strict parents.
I know. Yeah. I mean, we had good parents that uh-huh. taught us. And so,
yeah.
You know, here's another one that is irritating is people who do not park in the designated parking areas.
Well, and they'll park in other sites. And we've shown up to get in our site, and there's someone parked in our site in a downpour of rain. Remember that
yeah,
in New
so,
York?
Yeah, last mm-hmm. summer, mm-hmm. It was our first night on the road, and we had booked a site at
yep.
a KOA. It's pouring down
yeah,
rain.
It was gushing. It was terrible.
And I go out,
monsoonal.
You know, I go up, get the map, because they left me the check-in because
right.
they were already closed. We go to our site, and there's a truck parked in it, right in the middle of the site.
Yeah.
I can't pull in.
Nope.
And I'm sitting there. I don't want to get out. I don't know whose truck it is. And so you ended up calling the emergency number.
Yeah, there was a number to call. And I called it. And the gentleman apologized profusely.
Yes.
And then
he looked up and found the site
right next to it was going to be available.
And said, do you mind moving? And honestly, we didn't care what site we were on.
It was just the thought that we've driven all this way. We're tired. This is supposed to be our site. And there's somebody in the site.
Right.
And it was just extra. They parked extra. They were somewhere else, but they were using it as their parking space.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you can't assume just because a site is setting empty
that
you can just park
yeah.
there. Because there are.
It's not overflow parking.
Yeah. There are, you know, you don't know what reservations
Absolutely.
Who's coming in. And in some campgrounds, they will actually have sites to where if you don't have a reservation, you come in after hours, you just drive to, you know, those sites. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may be thinking, well, there is no reservation, but somebody could be coming to that site.
Right.
So, or making sure your vehicle is out of the road.
Right. A lot of them, they say, please do not park on the grass. Because, you know, they work so hard. We know, you know, campground owners that work so hard to keep
yeah.
the grass nice and green and lush and, yeah, not ruddy and muddy when it rains. And, yeah, mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
Well, I just know if you park your vehicle to where it is sticking out into...
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes it's hard for other RVers coming in to check in to get around.
That happened at Christmas.
Or to, yeah, I'll tell you what, we struggled getting into our site at Disney that night because there were so many vehicles parked right at the edge of the road to where... and nobody came out to offer to say,
no.
Hey, can we help you? Or can I move my vehicle to give you a
no.
little more clearance room? So, you know, we're always... I always make sure, in fact... If we go out for the day and we come back, I always say to you, Patty, can you jump out and make sure the truck is completely out of the road?
We always make sure there's plenty of clearance because we just don't want to be anybody's way.
And one of these days, somebody's going to come in and not pay attention and
clip
the front
somebody
of a vehicle.
Or a rig or something.
Yeah. So anyway,
golf
I mean, those
cart,
are just
yeah.
a few of the things. And they're, like I said, I think they're all common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let us know in the comments, do you agree or disagree?
Or are we just fuddy
duddies? And what did we miss on this list? I'm sure we missed
I'm
stuff.
Sure there's stuff. I'm sure.
Again, nobody wants so many rules that it's not fun.
Right.
We just want to have fun and we want to respect each
right.
other so everybody can have
Absolutely.
A good time.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for taking the time out of your day
yes.
to spend a little time with Patty and I and discuss
Listen
this.
Listen to us rant.
Rant. Talk about etiquette. Fuddy
yeah.
and Duddy.
Fuddy
Remember,
and
we
duddy.
Were going to get shirts printed.
Yes,
fuddy and
I'm
Duddy.
I'm Fuddy and you're
Duddy.
Yeah.
And to think that was like 5 years ago.
I know.
We may have gotten worse.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a huge shout out to our friend and producer, Mr. Jim Kuzman.
Jim, thank you.
Jim is the one that edits these audio podcasts, makes everything sound good. And quite frankly, we just couldn't do it without him.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, I hope this has at least got you thinking about all the etiquette that goes along when you go camping.
Yep.
And, you know, like I said, let us know in the comments section.
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you
either
way. Absolutely. And until next time, everyone, we'll see you.
On down the road.
Bye.
Travels with Lainey. We'll see you on down the road.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, have to get away. Vacation. My go-go's are coming out. I kind of have issues.